Hi, this is Cindy at Laux Landscape Supply, located at the intersection of Dersch, Turn Creek, and Airport Road. We are your one-stop shop for everything in your yard. We have all the small rental equipment like the stand-on mini skid steers to get you through those walk-through gates, or Beretta trenchers on tracks are quick and easy to operate, and the popular Viber plates for compaction of pathways or prepping for under artificial turf. Make your job easy with the powered wheelbarrow on tracks. And of course, we have all the products to make your yard the envy of the neighborhood, including all the soils, sands, gravels, sod, pavers, retaining wall blocks, and multiple size trucks to deliver with no minimum, making your delivery the most cost-effective way to get your job done. So whatever your project, big or small, come check out Laux Landscape Supply at the intersection of Dersch, Churn Creek, and Airport Road. Find us on the web at LauxLandscapeSupply.com or give us a call at 530-378-2220. Laux Landscape Supply, where we take pride in your project.
From the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio at the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty. The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Little Trump indictment coming up. We can talk a little of the latest wrinkle in the Hunter Biden crime family story coming up also. Got a little montage of other Republican candidates and their reaction to the latest indictment. Almost all of them, in one way or another, coming to Trump's defense, which is interesting. We can talk more about that on the way. And Alan Dershowitz, the lawyer, who is on Fox all the time, and I feel like has gone a little far down the road of always, you know, he wrote a book about how Al Gore won the 2000 election. I mean, that was his claim to fame for that for a long time.
He didn't, Alan.
Well, should have, and that was his railroading and stuff. But anyway, he's Fox favorite right now, and I've always liked his stuff, but he said something pretty extraordinary on Steve Bannon's podcast today about how he predicts these trials are going to go, and we can get to that also.
My only quibble with everything you just said is that the new wrinkle in the Hunter Biden story is not a wrinkle, it's a mountain range.
See, I underplayed
it. Stay with us.
So are you familiar with this whole idea that they figured out a couple of years ago when it comes to your weight, that somehow your brain gets a set point? It's like if you work in an office building where somebody controls the thermostat somewhere else, it's set at a certain temperature, and you have no say in it, and it's just going to be that temperature. Your brain does that with your weight. At some point, for some reason, that they don't know. I mean, the last paragraph in this article, this new Wall Street Journal thing, is researchers want to figure out what makes the set point go up for some people, leading to obesity. For the moment, that's a black box. We don't know why the set point is so high for some people.
Mm-hmm.
But the way it works, and man, you fully buy into this idea, right, don't you? I certainly
100%,
do.
Yeah. As a guy who's struggled with my weight since I was 17 years old, yes.
You've got a set point that gets set somehow, and then if you get below that set point, like you eat really good and you exercise like crazy, your body goes into full we've got to gain weight mode and does everything it can to get back to the set point. Mm-hmm. And so even if you're not eating very much, it's going to hang on to every dang calorie. It's going to lower your metabolism. It's going to do whatever it has to do to get you back to the set point, which is really depressing.
It's extremely depressing, but at least you're not going to be fighting a fight you can't win, or at least in the wrong way. You know, I saw the same piece, and what really struck me is that they make the point, and I think it's a good one, that the obesity epidemic is a mix of things, like virtually anything in humankind. But the one fact that stuck in my mind is they said there are 1,500 genes that are linked to weight in one way or another in your genome. 1,500.
Yeah, which is amazing. So the big tease headline from the Wall Street Journal was the debate is settled over is it willpower or biology that causes people to be obese. Now, the article worries me a little in that, you know, and I don't think the Wall Street Journal did this, but it reads like one of the weight loss drugs wrote it practically.
Agreed.
And that troubles me. First paragraph being, Ozempic and similar drugs are transforming the world's understanding of obesity. It isn't so much about willpower, it's about biology. The success of the powerful new class of diabetes and weight loss drugs shows how important chemistry is to determining a person's weight. The brain is the body's chief chemist, regulating appetite and making it difficult for many people to shed pounds to keep them off. The brain determines how much fat it wants people to carry, according to years of research bolstered by the new drugs. Saying that on these new drugs, they are able to combat that dial setting to where you're not, you're just not hungry, you're just not as hungry,
mm-hmm.
and you're not eating too much, and you're then that thermostat setting gets lowered, so you're not, your body isn't going to full on, we got to get back to that weight mode, which obviously would be huge. The new set point lasts as long as the patient is on the drug, according to the researcher. Patients who ate a lot before they started taking one of the drugs feel less hungry and fill up more quickly, sometimes after just one slice of pizza when they once ate the whole pie. This is not about willpower or personal choice, says the doctor that they quote here. This is about your brain driving behaviors.
I would not oversimplify it so much.
I wouldn't either.
As the headline in that sentence. That's too much. Again, as a guy who's struggled with weight, I believe in the set point thing, and I thought it was more or less accepted science that if you gain a certain amount of weight, the set point changes upward. Maybe not. I don't know. But they make the point later in the article that the obesity epidemic is a product of old stuff and new stuff. You got your human biology that's evolved over many, many thousands or millions of years. That's the old stuff. But then they go into studies that have showed over and over again that if you eat a diet heavy in carbs and processed foods, as opposed to vegetables, whole grains, fish, and other unprocessed foods, you're going to gain a lot of weight. So it's both. And you have to be realistic. I have to eat really healthily not to gain weight. And if I eat really healthily, I can get my weight down to a pretty healthy level within that set point. And I'm not starving all the time. On the other hand, I'm not taking my shirt off in public a lot, except on the beach. Remember, I vowed to become comfortable with fat, tanned beach guy status. Still working on that.
Yeah. I'll tell you what. You know, I mentioned, I think earlier in the week, that I spray tanned.
You did mention that.
It's you're a lot more comfortable with your shirt off if you're tan. Yeah, no doubt about it. I don't know if I'd spray tan regularly. Although, why has spray tanning got such a bad stigma? Or does it? Maybe it's only in my own head. I feel like it's got a bad stigma, especially for guys.
Among the more down-to-earth, like you and your people, the idea of getting sprayed with paint to look tan is a little, you know... silly.
On the other hand, well, maybe the answer is to just don't worry about being tan. But on the other hand, taking in sun is horrible. I mean, it's just like it's like smoking all day or something. It's just a terrible health choice.
Oh, yeah. There's no comparison. I mean, in terms of just being healthy, yeah, go in there and get spray painted.
Wouldn't it make more sense for all 20-somethings out there who want to be tan to spray tan as opposed to laying in the sun? Be better
or fake baking, which is terrible. I guess, is that what they call spray tanning? I'm talking about the beds. The tanning beds are terrible too.
Oh yeah, I don't know why you would do that. The spray tan, I did it because we had done it. Did you do it or did I only I do it years ago? That was like
no, I've never done it.
That was like 25 years ago. Somehow it came up. Maybe it was when that episode of Friends was on, and some spray tan place called up and said, "Hey, we'll do it for you so you can try it out." And I went and. And I was pretty orange. I mean, I looked like Donald Trump. I was quite orange, and my hands were orange like I was an orangutan, and it was not.
It's good luck.
But so now I've tried it 25 years later, and it was really good. I mean, I was shocked. I was like, wow, I can see why people do this. I guarantee you, lots of people you know spray tan, and you have no idea because it's so good now.
Really?
Yeah.
I had no idea.
You can pick just kind of a little bit or a lot, or you were, you know, on vacation for the weekend and doesn't do the fingernails and hands and all the stuff that's so weird now. It's like really good.
Huh.
I'll bet you know people that do it and don't tell you because they're embarrassed by it. I guarantee you.
Wow. Now, I've got the white sock feet of the frequent golfer. So, like, my shins are tanned as a swimsuit model, and then my feet look like I'm wearing a fresh new pair of socks.
Morgue feet, as my son calls them.
Morgue feet, exactly. So I have experimented with various remedies for that, but none of them have worked. I tried the fake bake, or the spray, I should say, but that was years and years ago, and it looked hilarious.
Right. Right. Yeah. It's really good now, or at least the place I went.
Were you fully nude, Jack, when you did this?
No. Oh, okay. No. You can be, but no. That would be weird. Well, especially because there's like a young woman down on her knees with a hose spraying you. Standing there in front of her
like
naked.
Like a circus elephant.
I know. It's horribly emasculating, degrading. It's embarrassing. Back to the overweight thing, because I was thinking about this on something that came up last hour. If you took a picture of the beach from 1975 and then had a picture of the beach now, probably the first thing you'd notice is everybody's thin, like what we would consider model thin in 1975. Yeah. Everybody. Mom, dad, kids, everybody is thin, like in a way that like only your friends who work out like crazy and eat right are now.
Mm-hmm.
That's
right.
The first thing you notice. The other thing would be, I think everybody would be staring at some sort of device, or a lot of people would, and now, and nobody was in 1975. Zero, obviously.
You'd have five times as many people smoking back in the day, too.
True. True.
But yeah, the heaviness thing would absolutely, you know, the point's been made many times. Take a look at your class picture from the 70s or 80s or whenever. There is one kid who might have been a little heavy. One. Look at a modern class picture.
Right.
Fifth grade, say.
Dank it. And then when you get into that whole set point thing, you know, oof, your set point is probably higher than you want it to be if you're heavy as a kid.
Yeah. Yeah.
So do you predict that lots of people are going to be on these weight loss drugs in the future? It's going to be, like, incredibly common.
Yes, especially because I think they'll continue to refine them and make the side effects less prominent and maybe find better, you know, medicines. But I think so. I'm not sure that's a great way to approach the obesity epidemic, but getting everybody to eat a lean chicken breast and broccoli tonight, that's not going to happen. So maybe this is better than having all sorts of people. Here we go, back to socialism, where it often ends up. Many people who are very heavy and therefore have many expensive health problems that then, you know, translate to higher medical costs for everybody. Maybe we're better off with Ozempic until something better comes along. Because, again, exercising three times a week, eating lean meats and many vegetables, it's just not going to happen.
I wonder if companies won't start paying for it or subsidizing it anyway. Because, in fact, there's an article in the Wall Street Journal piece about that, about how much it costs in healthcare, especially as you get older, if you're overweight. I got to believe it's cheaper for the company to just give you the weight loss drug than to deal with all your other health problems.
Oh, 100%. Yeah, when I'm at my lower weights, my blood pressure is lower, my joints feel better, just everything.
That's interesting. We could be looking at the beach picture we were just discussing here in 5 years, looking more like 1975 than 2022.
But the modern version will have more spontaneous and uncontrollable bowel movements, according to some of the side effects.
Is that a side effect of these drugs?
I don't know about this one, but I was mainly going for the last.
Spontaneous and uncontrollable is not what I'm looking for. Yeah.
No.
Like how spontaneous?
Boy, Joe is so spontaneous.
Like,
I mean,
right,
not in a
now
good way.
I mean, that wouldn't be good, for instance.
Kerblooey!
That's not what I'm looking for. What did Alan Dershowitz just say? I hope he's wrong. Stay tuned.
Armstrong and Getty.
What if you could build a six-figure retirement income with almost half the money saved? You heard that right. Get a discount on your retirement, creating a six-figure income with 40% less than traditional 401ks and mutual funds. Hi, I'm Brett Kitchen, best-selling author and star in a new Hollywood documentary called The Baby Boomer Dilemma. In this film, economists and Nobel Prize-winning PhDs share a strange concept I call the retirement discount. It gives you more retirement income with the same dollars saved, and your money is never at risk if the market crashes. That's right. If the market crashes 30%, you lose nothing. Even people who are on track have shifted money money to this new strategy because it increases their retirement income or can allow them to stop working years sooner. So if you're over 50 and want a bigger, better retirement with less money, call to get a free copy of this brand new movie, The Baby Boomer Dilemma, at 1-800-506-2020. This is a $30 value, but when you call today, you'll get it completely free, plus 2 hours of bonus behind-the-scenes footage. I'll even cover shipping and handling, no credit card required. So don't delay, call right now, 1-800-506-2020. That's 1-800-506-2020, 1-800-506-2020.
I'm Scott Trout, attorney and CEO of the domestic litigation firm Cordell & Cordell. We help men deal with the life changes triggered by divorce, such as child custody and property division, among many others. But life changes also occur after divorce. These changes can make parts of your existing court order irrelevant or harder to follow. If you feel a modification to your court orders might be necessary, talk to us at Cordell & Cordell. We're a partner men can count on.
500 Capitol Mall, Suite 2060, Sacramento, California, 95814. CordellCordell.com.
Hi, we're Comparing Insurance Agency. Right now, you're thinking, Comparian, never heard of them. We know. We also know that you have no idea that Comparian insurance agents are local and provide expert advice. So to help it stick, we're going to say local agent 4 times in the next 15 seconds. Ready? Go. Our local agents know you and your community. Our local agents offer insurance from top carriers. Our local agents have minty fresh breath.
Find us at ComparianInsurance.com. Comparian Insurance Agency. Local agents. Expert advice.
And there's number 4.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
The City of Reading cares about clean, affordable transportation. Reading Electric Utilities' new income-qualified electric vehicle voucher program reduces the purchase or lease price on eligible new or used electric vehicles by $3,000. Fuel prices are on the rise, but RU rates remain low. EV drivers pay the equivalent of about $1.10 per gallon versus the paid price at the pump by gas vehicle drivers. Find out if you qualify at cityofreading.org/rebate and enjoy fuel savings in an EV that fits your lifestyle. Funding is limited, so don't wait. Apply now.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
Authority Property Management, committed to providing service-oriented solutions to owners and landlords, offering full-time management services which covers everything from screening tenants to rent collection to final walkthrough inspections when tenants move out. Authority Property Management oversees single-family homes, apartments, condominiums, townhouses, multifamily, and commercial properties. Rental pricing, available properties, and a quick and easy to fill out application can be found online at authoritypm.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
former President Donald Trump, the current frontrunner for the Republican presidential nomination in 2024, is now, as of today, facing a total of 91 criminal counts in four separate indictments.
We're numb to this. I'm numb to this. I think we're all numb to this. I think the country's numbed all of this.
Yeah. Did you know 41 of those are the idiotic Alvin Bragg, Stormy Daniels crap? So,
So that's an
They're using that number to make it more dramatic.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you drop it down to 50, it's still pretty extraordinary.
That's a fair point.
For a guy who's the leading candidate.
Yeah, true.
You know, I want to talk about a conversation I had yesterday with a focus group of two people about this issue, but it puts me in. I'm confused about how we should handle this over the next year and a half. But to what Brett Baer just pointed out there, all the trials, all the indictments, that sort of thing. Alan Dershowitz, famed Harvard law professor, hero to the left for many years, then villain of the left and hero to the right, and depends on his opinion on whatever case, who likes him and who doesn't. But anyway, here's what he had to say on a podcast this morning.
And I predict there'll be some convictions. I think the strategy is to get bad convictions, but to get them fast in New York, in Florida, in Washington, and in Fulton County. Then they'll be reversed on appeal, but they'll be reversed on appeal after the election. That's why everybody's rushing to get these cases tried. Everybody who is going after Trump, the whole get Trump approach is to get him before the election, convict him before the election. Then he wins on appeal. All right, that's tomorrow's news.
That's interesting. Let's hear a little more from Dershowitz and then we can discuss.
The grand jury is meaningless. There are 23 or whatever number it is chairs that the prosecution moves around. If the prosecutor wants an indictment, she gets an indictment. So nobody should say, oh, my God, a grand jury, 23 people looked at the evidence and they said there was enough to indict. Ignore it. It's nonsense. The grand jury didn't decide anything. They rubber stamped something that the prosecutor put before them. And the best evidence is the prosecutor was so confident she was willing to put it on her website even before the vote took place. You know, it's Alice in Wonderland, verdict first, execution, and then trial. That's what we're having here. And
well, first of all, the headline I saw about what Dershowitz said was, Dershowitz says all four trials will happen before the election and there will be convictions. Okay, it's a little misleading from what he actually says there.
The truth that misleads. Yep.
I still haven't heard anybody address what my main question is. How did these all end up now during a presidential election? And not now. Now would be better. But they're going to be next year during the election. I mean, how the hell did this all these calendars come together? Shouldn't somebody have to explain that?
Well, I think Dershowitz did right there. I see what you're saying. Somebody on the prosecuting side ought to explain that.
Yeah. With each case. So all you individually, some of these are many years old, some of them are just a year old, but doesn't matter. All of them converged on the year 2024 for when you need to have the trials. That doesn't make any sense.
It is exactly what it appears to be.
Wow, so he thinks they're going to try to just get any kind of sloppy conviction that would be appealed because they think it'll damage him? Boy, that's reading the room incorrectly.
That was the question I was going to ask. That would be my follow-up to Dershowitz. What are you assuming the effect of a couple of half-ass-ish convictions would be?
His numbers go up 10 points? I mean, that's my prediction.
It would not help him win the middle.
No. The general election? Yeah, the conventional wisdom right now is all this stuff helps him get the nomination, hurts him in the general election, and I think that is right. And I guess that's the ball game, keeping him down for the general election.
Coming up, the outsized and really interesting effect of women in politics and politics through college campuses. More data on that.
We do 4 hours every day. If you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Russian officials recently revealed a new global supercurrency backed by physical gold will be announced on August 22nd with support from China, India, and other countries. Many economists warn this could radically change the world economy and possibly destroy the value of the dollar. And that means the value of your 401k or IRA is at risk. Hi, Stephen K. Bannon. I want to urge you to protect yourself and your family right now. How? by diversifying your 401k or IRA into physical gold IRA from Birch Gold Group. To see how it works, get your free info kit on gold IRAs by texting the word hedge to 989898. August 22nd will be here before you know it. So take action today. Fortify your nest egg using the power of gold inside of a tax advantage account. Text hedge to the number 989898. That's hedge, H-E-D-G-E, to 989898 to get your free info kit on gold IRAs right now.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Experience Mexican food at its finest at Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading, featuring delicious breakfast burritos with your choice of sausage, ham, bacon, potatoes, steak, and machaca. Also, al pastor, a traditional Mexican dish filled with seasoned roast pork and toppings. They also offer fish tacos, shrimp tacos, vegetarian tacos, rolled supreme tacos, chicken or beef burritos, quesadillas, taco salads, carne asada, and more. Raliberto's Taco Shop at 1701 California Street is open for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Monday through Wednesday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Thursday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 2 a.m. And Sundays, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Order through DoorDash for delivery or call 530-605-0724 for takeout. That's 530-605-0724. Raliberto's Taco Shop at the corner of California and Placer in downtown Reading.
Hey, what's going on, Redding, California? This is Tony Horde with Better Homes and Gardens Results Real Estate. Be sure and tune in to KCNR on your radio dial Wednesdays at 5 p.m. for Living in the North State. Together with my three amazing co-hosts, Rich Howe, Bill Woodford, and Mindy Cochran, we'll be interviewing professionals in the industry and taking your calls to answer all your questions and have a great time doing so. Talk to you then, Redding.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Reading, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
One 100 years ago, Simpson University began with a promise to be the gateway to world service. 30 years ago, we moved to Reading with a promise to serve the North State, graduating professionals who live and serve our growing community. Today, Simpson University continues to provide a Christ-centered education, graduating students with mature and infectious faith, critical competence, and a ready spirit to thrive as servant leaders around the world and at our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Sit down in your seat.
Why?
Go sit down in your seat.
Where is she?
Nobody else in the car. Please sit down in your seat.
Where is she?
Rosie, please sit down in your seat. Thank you.
I'm good.
Okay. I don't want to have to end the ride.
Jump up there.
No, you're not
going to
jump up there.
I'm going to do it.
No. As soon as I get to an exit, then I can safely go.
So bull.
As soon as I get to an exit, ma'am.
Ma'am?
I'm not leaving you on the side
ma'am?
Of the freeway in the inebriated state.
Because you know what? Really?
Wow. Assuming that person was drunk, what was going on there?
I think that was supposed to be amusing. It was mostly tragic. Hammered chick in the back seat, refuses to stay in her seat, wants to climb up front with the driver.
She's more than a little hammered.
Thinks there's
the
another
driver.
Person.
We on a plane, we call him the pilot.
She thinks there's another person. Where is she? Where's who, you drunk dweeb? You puddle.
You puddle. So,
wow.
Here's a tease for you. So I'm reading Mark Halperin's morning newsletter, and he said, the Wall Street Journal had the most important political sentence of the last 24 hours.
Hmm.
I read it, and I think he's right with the stats to back it up, around the whole Trump thing, obviously.
Oh, okay. I can take a little more Trump.
Yeah, it's interesting, so we'll get to that on the way. Do you want to vomit?
Fantastic.
Would you like to vomit in your mouth just a little bit? I'll hit you with this real quick.
Oh, boy. No. No, I wouldn't.
This is from the New York Times, because it's Madonna's 65th birthday.
Oh, boy. Okay, I can't resist.
Madonna is not merely a blinding blue star in a vast celebrity galaxy. She has accomplished what few artists and even fewer female artists have done. She has changed the world.
That's parody, right? Yes, that is clearly parody.
That's the New York Times. She changed the world how?
I am practiced in the art of parody, and surely that must be.
She's
overstatement for the purpose of humor.
She has changed the world how?
Wow. Wow. Well, look, we had drunk women, and then we had Madonna, and then this is about women, too, and I don't want to come off as any sort of misogynist, since that's certainly not the case. Among my core beliefs, and I believe Jack shares it, there is a need for balance in both the individual and in a society.
Wax on, wax off.
Exactly. We need discipline, and we need compassion. We need Navy SEALs, and we need poets. We need men, and we need women. Out of balance is when things get unhealthy. Diet as well. You need exercise, and you need rest. Balance, the yin, the yang. It's not an original thought, but it's an important one. And I believe to not have women in the political system would be insane. On the other hand, it's undeniable, as we were discussing the other day, and it's shocking, that in the most recent national elections, let's see, married men voted Republican by 20 points, unmarried men by 7 points, married women by 14 points. Wait a minute, that's all three going Republican? That's correct. Unmarried women went Democrat by 37 points.
Whoa!
That's who votes Democrat. That and a preponderance of black people, which is unfortunate, in my opinion. If black America ever wants to see their dreams come true, you got to stop. But anyway, this is not about race. It's about women, voters, specifically single women. But So that I found absolutely mind-blowing. Then this, a study came out recently that found that on average, women are less favorable to free speech and more favorable to censorship. They're more favorable to other things like it ought to be illegal to say this, that, or the other. And they go into the psychology of it that women have a social strategy that works well for protecting their individual health and the health of their children, emphasizing safety, banding together, not a lot of dissent, let's all hang together, which is fine and beautiful and part of the human equation. But what about if things got crazy wildly out of balance in a particular, very influential part of society? Like, for instance, academia. Women are wildly disproportionately represented in the grievance studies disciplines, like gender studies and ethnic studies and critical race theory, which are often little more than a vehicle for left-wing activism. You wonder why all these women are coming out of college voting exclusively Democrat. And there's a chart. It shows the proportion of bachelor's degrees awarded to women for different humanities disciplines. Almost 80% of bachelor's degrees in ethnic, gender, and cultural studies are awarded to women. Just under 80%. It looks like 79.5, honestly. Think about that. The grievance studies are wildly weighted toward females, and they're churning out a hell of a lot of them these days, educated, single women. Next chart shows the same information for doctoral degrees. Once again, the light green line at the top, which is cultural, ethnic, and gender studies, it's about 65% of doctoral degrees are awarded to women. It's a higher percentage than any other subject shown. It's two-thirds. And as mentioned above, academia has a substantial left-wing skew. But this skew appears to be much greater among female academics than among male ones. The idea that academia swings left, Jack, I mean, obviously that's old hat. But in a recent paper, a couple of scientists analyzed voter registration data on 4,000 U.S. academics. The ratio of Democrats to Republicans was 9-1 among men.
Wow.
9-1. That is shocking. Idiotic if you're running a university where you expect people to learn about the world and politics and philosophy and the rest of it. Can you imagine an academy where people exchange ideas that's 9-1, one point of view over another? That's unacceptable. And that's dudes. Women, it's almost 25-1.
Wow.
An alternative way to summarize this data is to say, well, 10% of male academics are Republicans, less than 4% of female academics are. And thanks to Mark Horowitz and his colleagues, we've also detailed surveys from two of the most left-leaning disciplines, sociology and anthropology. Table below shows the proportion of male and female sociologists who agreed and disagreed with various items. Compared to men, women were significantly more likely to say that sociology should be both a scientific and moral enterprise, and sociology should analyze and transcend oppression. They were less likely than men to say that more political conservatives would benefit this discipline, and that advocacy and research should be separate for objectivity. Women objected or denied that it was good to have advocacy and research separate. Similar results in anthropology, and we'll post all of this at armstrongandgetty.com because it gets into fairly granular detail. But the conclusion is, compared to men, women are less pro-free speech and more pro-censorship. Within academia itself, they are more left-wing, more inclined toward activism, and less inclined toward dispassionate inquiry. And they're disproportionately represented in disciplines like race and gender studies. It's important to note, of course, that this is not all women. I'm only talking about averages. Some men are more pro-censorship than most women. And some women are more pro-free speech than the vast majority of men. Nevertheless, the differences do exist. And I'm glad he threw that in because that's very important to me. We have so many great, smart, reasonable women who listen to this show. The last thing I'm out to do is paint women in general as radical lefty numbskulls. But among womanhood, it does lean more that way. but you can't paint an individual. Finally, it's therefore plausible that the influx of women into academia over the last 30 years contributed to academia's leftward shift and to the rise of woke activism in particular. It's by no means the only contributor. Most of academia's leftward shift was probably caused by social homophily, political typing, discrimination, and other self-reinforcing processes. To the extent that women's entry into academia did contribute to its leftward shift, the phenomenon can be considered one of several factors that led to the Great Awakening.
Well, two questions I have. One is, I can't imagine what's ever going to send this back the other direction to any sort of balance. I don't know what would cause that. But it has been
a societal recognition that this is incredibly unhealthy.
But it has,
would be the only thing.
It has been going on for a very long time. William F. Buckley became famous as a very young man for writing God and Man at Yale in 1952, I think, pointing out in that book that even though like 90% of the country were practicing Christians at that time, there was like nobody at Yale that was. And just how, what, that doesn't make any sense. And so, you know, we've been on that road for a while, but it is definitely crazy out of balance now.
Right, right. And for what it's worth, having read this entire thing a couple of times now, it is extremely restrained and responsible in both of its data and its conclusions. It's the opposite of what the various, you know, soft, I won't even call them sciences, soft studies are saying, especially the women, that research should not be separated from activism. Research should support activism. These people took the opposite point of view. They indeed did the research. They have the data, but are saying, be careful interpreting this because it's more than this. It's a very traditional, responsible science, and I appreciate it. We will post both of these pieces of journalism. I think we did already, but we'll repost them under hot links at armstrongandgetty.com.
We just got hit with an Aristotle quote about this, but I want to confirm it before I repeat it. It's got a bit of the sound of, whenever you come across a quote that seems, oh, man, this is perfect, just Google, like, to see if it's real. Because a lot of your Aristotle, Mark Twain, Abe Lincoln, Thomas Jefferson quotes are made up, all right?
I think I know the Aristotle quote. Is it, too many chicks on campus and things get weird? No? I'll wait to hear it from you, then. All right.
The most important political sentence of the last 24 hours was in the Wall Street Journal, according to Mark Halpern. It's pretty interesting. That's around the Trump stuff and a bunch of other things on the way. Stay with us.
Armstrong and Getty.
Recently, we were put in contact with MyPillow and introduced to their wide array of products, all focused on enhancing our sleep. And one of the standout products is the Giza Dream Sheets.
Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, has made it his passion to give you a great night's sleep. And these Giza Dream Sheets do just that. The sheets are made from the world's best cotton, Giza. They're ultra soft and breathable, yet extremely durable.
And right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are at the lowest price ever. These sheets are coming in as low as $29.98 if you use the promo code GETTY. G-E-T-T-Y.
The Giza Dream Sheets come in multiple colors, styles, and sizes, and now is the time to upgrade your bedding and enhance your sleep.
Remember, MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee.
Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the Radio Listener Special Square to check out this sale on the Giza Dream Sheets. When you click on this square, you'll also find deals on other MyPillow products, only around for a short time.
Enter promo code GETTY or call 800-666-1205 for these great limited-time specials.
Remember the code GETTY, G-E-T-T-Y.
Hun, we need to stop putting off getting life insurance.
I know. It's just been so busy, and I'm sure the cost is out of our budget.
Well, Jen told me that they got a $500,000 term life insurance policy from Ethos for less than $23 a month. All online, with no complicated forms and no medical exam. All they had to do was answer a few health questions.
Wait, no medical exam and all online?
I know, right? It's not easy to think about, but if something happened to you, James and I would be...
Okay, I get it. Let's get a quote from Ethos right now. Wow, you were right. There's no medical exam. And Ethos makes the whole online process fast and easy. And look at these rates and coverage options. It's great protection and totally fits our budget.
Ethos. They've removed all the barriers from getting coverage. Go to checkethos.com to get your free online quote. That's checkethos.com.
Quote based on a healthy, non-smoking 30-year-old male with a 20-year term policy. Rates may vary.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best health care partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Greg's Pump and Well Service. Quality, durability, affordability. He has it all. He's experienced, licensed, and bonded. Greg handles any water system challenge. From installations, water treatment, and off-grid solutions, he is your water solution. Call now at 530-282-5395 or visit gregspump.com. 530-282-5395. Let's get to work. License 1090355.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at ShastaCollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at ShastaCollege.edu.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
To have 19 defendants in 6 months after 3 years, three grand juries, that seems quite ambitious, if not a little bit loony. I mean, you also have one defendant, Donald Trump, who has a rather full dance card. He's being indicted around the country, or has been indicted. He's also being sued civilly. And so people have got to get in the line. It's not clear that how she thinks she can go to the front of that line. You got a special counsel who's also asking for a rapid trial.
Things are going to be so crazy next year. I misplaced my poll numbers, but I got them more or less in my head. It's close enough that since the indictment started, Trump has gone up like 15 to 20 points, depending on the poll, in terms of popularity in the Republican Party.
Wow.
And whether or not people want him to be the nominee. Remember, he had a low point there after the most recent election, 22, when the Republicans did much worse than they were expected to and all that sort of stuff. He had a low point there. He had announced he was running and everything like that, but he wasn't getting any traction. And so he had the lowest support in the party that ever. But then the indictments started coming, and he has just gone up, 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 up. And there's no reason to think that's going to stop, which kind of gets to this. Go ahead. Did you have something to say?
Just going to say that I get the impulse when somebody's being run roughshod over, even if they're not a saint, you want to stand up for them.
Well, you know, and I had a mini rant a week or so ago just because I was so frustrated with the media coverage of all this stuff. I absolutely understand how when you watch the media coverage of the way they handle Trump versus the way they handle anything on the other side, I absolutely understand how it makes you say, screw you. Screw you.
I'm going to do the very thing that you want the least.
Exactly. Just because I hate you. Anyway, Mark Halperin writes in his newsletter today, the single most important sentence crafted in the English language in the last 24 hours is printed in the Wall Street Journal. It is this. It is unlikely any of Trump's legal problems will be adjudicated before the first votes are cast in Iowa and New Hampshire, the states that hold the initial nominating contest in January. Then he prints the latest polls, average of all the polls, in which Trump is up by 40 points in New Hampshire, with an average of all the polls, and a good almost 40 points in Iowa and all the points, 30 points in Iowa and all the polls. In other words, none of these trials are going to finish up before those contests. He's way ahead in both those contests. If he wins them both, there isn't anybody saying that's not a lock. There's no chance anybody comes back and beats him if he wins Iowa and New Hampshire. So there you go. He's the nominee.
Halperin is more right than he thinks he is, because even if those trials did conclude and concluded with convictions, I don't think it would affect the support much.
I don't think so either. I don't think so either. And anybody who hits, we'll tell President Scott Walker that, who was ahead at this. Apples,
oh, shut up.
Everything is apples and oranges from the before times. Everything. Because just, no, don't you think any previous data points just don't apply anymore?
Well, yeah, that's true, because the times have changed. Also, the comparison is just an idiotic one. Walker was a semi-well-known, reasonably effective, moderate conservative governor in Wisconsin. Trump is the best-known guy on the planet. He's already been president for 4 years. He about won re-election, and now he's leading in all the polls. It's a completely different situation.
And one of the best politicians in the history of being politicians.
Right.
So the conversation should really move on to the next part, because I do buy the conventional wisdom that all of this makes it more likely he's the nominee and less likely he's the president.
I suppose
if you're in the Trump camp, you just think, well, you play your games one at a time. You win the nomination, and then you worry about that later. But
yeah. So as far as the trials go, I read some pretty detailed analysis of it, and it uncovered a lot of things I hadn't considered. To the point of, or the question of how soon they might be concluded, several of them, Trump and company have a very plausible argument for moving them to federal court.
Mm-hmm.
Because what happened occurred while he was president, and the Supremacy Clause and Constitution and law says you can't have states prosecuting federal officials for federal stuff in state courts. It would just be insane.
I get it.
You got to move it to federal court. Then you got the fact that several Trump witnesses in one case are defendants in another, and some of the defendants in one case are witnesses in the other. So how the hell do you adjudicate who gets Fifth Amendment protection, how much, and in what cases, and for what questions? That's a nightmare. Then you have all the other standard hearings about evidence and discovery and executive privilege, and this is unspeakably complicated. Attorneys are going to make hundreds of millions of dollars. And the idea that, no, I think we can get this done before Iowa. Like Turley said, it's borderline loopy.
Yeah. So is there any reason that trials can't happen at the same time? I mean, would that...
Yes. Because some of the hearings could happen at the same time, but the defendant absolutely has the right to be there for the trial, and judges are very deferential to each other. If you say, I can't be in the courtroom that day, I'm in her courtroom that
day. But who gets superiority? I mean, who gets to say, no, I should be first?
I have no idea.
Play 46, this is Chris Christie kind of weighing in on the state version of this.
I'm a little bit concerned that this had more to do with ego than anything else, that her office had put a lot of time into an investigation. Jack Smith came in a number of months ago, swooped in, moved quickly. charge the case, and that, you know, at this point felt like, you know, I put all this time in, I should charge the president because I put my time in. I don't think that's the way you make these calls.
So that's the ego of the people in Georgia saying, no, we put a lot of time and effort into this, all this election overturning stuff. So that's, you know, who gets to decide what trial goes first?
Right, ego, and she is a Democrat elected official in a highly Democratic place that wants her to hammer Trump. So,
and in Georgia, they allow cameras in the courtroom, so that'll be quite the show. All of it would be on television. That'll help the country. That'll be good for the nation. If you miss an hour of the show, grab the podcast, Armstrong and Getty, on demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.